I'm Mindy Norton, speaking of pets. In 1996, the Humane Society of the United States founded National Animal Shelter Appreciation Week to be observed the first full week of November every year. That makes this week the 25th celebration of the contribution that animal shelters make to our communities. Early this year, when the COVID-19 pandemic hit, shelters were concerned about the effect that would have on homeless pets. Many decided to recruit volunteers who would foster shelter animals in their homes, and the response was overwhelmingly positive. People who were staying home rather than going to work signed up in record numbers to take in a dog or cat and care for it. Because of that, many of these pets became more adoptable. They are accustomed to being around people in a home environment. When the animals are returned to the shelter for adoption, the foster parent may provide some information about the pet's personality, its routine, if it is housebroken, and even whether or not it's good with children. Sometimes pet fostering becomes what's called a foster fail. While we usually think of the term fail having a negative connotation, a foster fail is actually a positive thing. The person fostering the pet decides to adopt it for themselves, which means the animal that was a temporary resident now has a forever home. But while the pandemic has led to unexpected pet adoptions, it has had a sad effect on some pets whose humans have encountered financial hardships. Pet owners who are unable to afford the expense of food and care for their furry friends or who might be evicted are surrendering them to animal shelters. So this National Animal Shelter Appreciation Week, take a moment to be grateful for those dedicated shelter workers who are willing to care for great pets that have nowhere else to go, and consider adopting one to brighten your life and make room to give another animal a chance when you're speaking of pets.